Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California, the LA Talk radio station. And if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you with your career advice. If you are questioning the possibility of working professionally in the entertainment industry. Now, we've been on the air since 2008, and we have had some very impressive entertainment industry professionals on our show. So I recommend that you visit our website archive page to find a profession which you are interested. You'll be able to either listen instantly or download a favorite interview to your computer. Now, our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section and on Stitcher.com. So just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and we also offer iPhone and Android apps from the homepage of our website. So if you want to find out our future guests, and Lord knows I am so ecstatic, we are booked all the way until March of next year. Oh, I wish I had some damn sound effects because I'd have some clapping and cheering and all kinds of active. Thank you. I got one person clap. Wow. Oh, did you put a sound effect? I didn't even know we had sound effect. Oh, okay. I liked it. All right, let's keep that. And again, our shows are available for download on iTunes under the podcast section and on Stitcher.com. Just type Question Reality Radio in the search box. Now, we also offer free iPhone and Android apps from the homepage of our website. So go and get your LA Talk Radio app because we have so many shows. We have millions and millions of listeners. We have a huge fan database and any show that you want to talk about. If you're having erectile dysfunction, I think there's a show that covers it. You're going to have to check it out, though. But all over the place. Now, we have a fantastic guest for you today. His name is, oh my God, and I'm sitting here with him. He is so drop-dead gorgeous, beautiful green eyes that just pop all over the place. His name is Scott Nevins!
Yeah.
Welcome, Scott!
Hi, darling. How are you?
Oh my God, when I walked in, my areolas were all a Twitter. I said, what in the hell's going on? Steven didn't tell me that he was that gorgeous because I unfortunately have not had a chance to watch the show yet. But
I'm leaving.
I know. Well, I am obsessed with every reality television show, and I got it on the to-do list. I heard it was great. Everybody says, oh, have you watched it? Watch it. Not yet. But let me just tell you, for those of you who don't know the beautiful, gorgeous Scott Nevins, he is the host of Bravo's The People's Couch.
Well, not the host. It's so funny because I'm a host in real life. I'm not the host.
What?
No, there are no hosts. It's just me. I'm one of the many
people. Everybody gave you that title.
It's
I have
true.
It on like 7 pages.
I know, 7 different interviews, they all call me the host because that's what I do in real life.
Okay.
But I'm a cast member of Bravo's hit new TV series.
Oh,
The People's Couch.
He does it so much better than me.
Not at all.
So he's on Bravo. There's The People's Couch and he's on there. You can see him. You want to go and check it out. It's bravotv.com/ The People's Couch. And you can also check Scott Nevins out on his website, scottnevins.com. He's also on Twitter at Scott Nevins. And I'm sure on Facebook, maybe
everywhere.
The same.
Yeah.
So just type his name in. You're all over the place. My
official
God.
Scott Nevins is the one on Facebook.
Official!
I'm very official
you
now.
You are.
Very.
You are. And boy, you should see this outfit he's got on. He looks like he could be put on top of a wedding cake. But not in a tux, like a modern, hip, trendy.
garden party is chic.
White pants are in now because I watch, my favorite show, Millionaire Listing Miami.
Oh, and yeah. You know, with that guy, Chad. Oh, I'm in love with Chad. All right, we watched that on the People's Couch, and I literally fell off the couch when he came on the screen.
Isn't he?
I've been proposing to him over Twitter, and I don't think he's paying attention. I have been like, that is my dream man right there. I mean, he's wealthy, he's smart, he's sexy.
Chris?
Chad's really great. No, Chris is very entertaining and fun, but that's not my type.
I love Chris because he just tells it like it is.
Yes.
I mean, I just, and he's the one that's rocking the white pants all the time.
He is.
He can wear some white pants.
The thing, I think he and I would clash if we ever dated because it would be two strong personalities.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a New Yorker.
Yeah.
I'm a New Yorker. So I tell you, you know, I don't beat around the bush at all.
Right.
And I don't think he does either.
No.
He's, as he calls it, his East Coast charm.
Oh, I love it. Now, they're saying about Chad that he walks like a gorilla. Did you see the recent? I don't think so. I think that's just like masculine, manly. It's
yeah,
like,
that's called a man, honey.
It's like, here it is. It's coming to greet you. You know, it's coming.
I wish it was.
But he's fantastic. Now, Scott Nevins, again, can currently be seen on Bravo's popular new series, The People's Couch. And if you don't know what it's about, the show, it's really, when I heard the concept, I just went crazy. I said, I would love to do that. I would love to do that professionally. Like, that should be a job for everybody.
It's
right?
The best job in the world.
It's so cool, the concept. If you haven't seen it, again, the show enters the living rooms of households and films real people, including some Bravo celebrities. And I want to find out who all has come on the show, because again, I haven't watched it yet. But what they do is they watch and they comment on popular shows and news from the past week. So Scott also has people that join him, and I believe that's Blake MacIver, formerly of Full House. And I was trying to wonder who. Now, I watched Full House back in the day. Who was Blake MacIver again?
Okay, remember Stephanie's little friend? He was the blonde head kid, and he sang "I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy."
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So that's, and he was also in the movie The Little Rascals. He was a big child star.
Okay.
And then our friend Emerson Collins. So it's the three of us on the couch, and we're kind of the gay couch. Not kind of, we
Emerson
are.
And Emerson is on a Southern Baptist Sissies. Now, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's beautiful.
What
so it's
Del- that on? That's
no, no, it's a movie. It's so Del Shore's play, Southern Baptist Sissies. They did it live here in Los Angeles, and they filmed it to be a movie. And I was there. I went to the filming, and it was absolutely stunning. I mean, Bobby Eakes is in it and plays Emerson's mom and Ann Walker. It's really a phenomenal cast. Leslie Jordan is in it, and he's hilarious and heartbreaking. But it's Del Shore's, the brilliant Del Shore's. It's his play that was such a smash hit. They finally preserved it, and with this incredible cast. And so you can they played the circuits last year. You know, when I say the circuits, I mean the film circuits, and won almost every audience award. I mean, really, it was a big hit. So now they're getting some distribution and getting it out there so people can buy it on DVD and all that good stuff.
Well, we have to check that out. Go out and Google right now, Southern Baptist Sissies.
Yes, Emerson
Collins. I like the title.
Because he's hilarious on The People's Couch. You know, I sit next to him. He's one of my best friends. They both are. That's why it works, because we're actually, it wasn't some like casting office we met and shook hands. We really went in as friends. And he makes me laugh. He's so smart and so quick. But then he's also a beautiful actor, and he just, it breaks your heart in this movie. Really breaks your heart. And it's an important story about the difference between how the church affects young gay kids and then as they grow into adults. It's very important, very sweet.
We have to check that out. Please Google that and be a part of that and tweet it. Go to Scott Nevins' Twitter page and let him know how you feel about that. That sounds like a very cool project. Now, Scott is an award-winning host, TV radio personality, celebrity interviewer, and lifestyle expert. Now, what do you have to do to be a lifestyle expert? What does that entail?
You just have to be really conscious of helping people figure out the things in their lives. Like, you know, you need to be able to do the fashion, the pop culture, be politically aware, all those things that kind of make a full, complete person to make a lifestyle. Because people say, oh, well, I have a life. I have my job and my home and my dog. It's like, no, there's so much more out there. And to get the complete package, some people need a little help. So a lifestyle expert steps in and, you know, we can do everything from home decorating to fashion to cooking. cooking to, like I said, politics, anything under the sun that encompasses part of your life and your lifestyle.
Do you feel that being a lifestyle expert will help, you have the ability to help people that may be introverted, or does that borderline more of a psychological?
Well, I do think it's psychological, but I do love helping, you know, my best friend growing up, one of my best friends, her name was Lauren, and she was painfully shy. I mean, to the point where in kindergarten, they the kids would like put a chair over her head, and she wouldn't, and while they were doing nap time, and she wouldn't tell the teacher because she was so shy. So I, over the years, got her to come out of her shell, and now, of course, now that she's a grown woman and successful, you know, she's the life of the party, and I always kind of wink and take a little claim
credit
of that.
That.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll take credit for that one. That was good, because she used to hide in the corner when I'd walk into
now
a room.
Now she's out. She'll beat your ass. She tried to put a chair over her head.
You're not kidding.
Hey.
She is New York through and through. She will cut you.
Now, when you say you're a lifestyle expert, are you doing that professionally? Like someone could contact you and say, hey, Scott, I really need help.
I've done that. I've been hired by people to come in, and it's definitely, you know, you need to come to me with, hey, you can't just say I need help with my lifestyle. You know, I need help dressing for all these events I have to go to, and I have to go shopping and I hate it. Would you help me kind of figure out a look that fits me, how to find the right sizes? Or it could be, you know, I'm redoing my home and I just cannot figure out the kind of color schemes I want and the look I want. Can you come in and help me narrow it down?
Wow.
Yeah. So it's fun. It's everything I love.
So are these trades that you've studied, or you're just naturally gifted? Because some people are just naturally gifted. You just know.
I think just being gay alone means I've studied them. I've studied them
being
and they're born.
You're a lifestyle expert.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I am, you know, it's funny. There is a new gay. This is what I call them. The new gays, which are not the very fashion-y, well-dressed. You know, nowadays the gay guys, the younger ones are very scruffy and grungy and hipstery, which can be very sexy and very cute. But I'm more of a fan of the old school gays who knew great music and had great taste and were on the, you know, the precipice of everything that was happening that was so important in society. And I kind of love that culture. I think that's why I love Palm Springs. I go there a lot and I love the culture there because it feels like that. It still feels like 1960s out there.
That's what I was saying. I've heard Palm Springs has gone through many different developments. It was like, oh no, they're all retired in Palm Springs, and then it's like, oh no, that's the new hip happening spot.
Yeah,
so it kind of fluctuates.
Well, the great thing is in Palm Springs they're now living together, because you have people who are retired who are, you know, still young, they're in their 60s, but they're retired because they did well, they own beautiful homes. And then you have places like the Ace Hotel, which is now a breeding ground for hipsters to come to Palm Springs, these young 20-somethings, and come and hang out. So you have a great balance out there, and that's what I love. They welcome everybody, and it's not snobby. It's not shut off to anybody. And my goal, I actually just talked about this at that garden party I was at, which is why I'm dressed like this, is to, I hope in the next 20 years or so, to run for mayor of Palm Springs and move out there when I retire there.
Wow!
Yeah.
Wow, you're hearing it first on LA Talk Radio. Yes. On Question Reality, you hear this, Scott, and you will do it too.
I hope so. You know, I produce a big event out there every holiday season called Sparkle, an all-star holiday concert, and it's TV stars and Broadway stars all singing amazing holiday classics. And then we have a legendary guest star. We've had Carol Channing, Joanne Worley, Mitzi Gaynor, Harvey Fierstein. They all come and they read "Twas the Night Before Christmas" in their own rendition. And now we do it in Palm Springs. This is the fifth year. New York and Los Angeles. And I think we may be adding a couple of more cities, and we do them to benefit the Actors Fund now.
And if we wanted to be there for this event, is this something you post on your website, or where would you go to find
absolutely.
Out about
absolutely. You can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, anything. You
so
know,
you'll be posting about
yes,
that.
Yes. And scottnevins.com, there's an e-blast that you can sign up for. And I only send them out like once every 2 months, but it definitely tells you what's happening and where, you know, you can get tickets for things
all
like that.
All Scott all the time.
Holla.
Now, Scott, you formerly appeared on the hit show True TV Presents World Dumbest, but there's ... What's the rest of that?
That's a good question. The ... is every week it was a different theme. So it would be the world's dumbest criminals, the world's dumbest police officers, the world's dumbest athletes, the world's dumbest...
So you would host that.
I was a panelist on that. So what they do, we would watch these. It was very similar to the People's Couch when you kind of think about it. We would watch these videos and we would all comment and kind of do jokes about it and stuff. The thing that's different about the True TV show and People's Couch is it was definitely like we had seen the videos already. We came in with the jokes prepared and the one-liners. People's Couch is... we don't know what we're watching. We sit down and we watch TV like we do, and those cameras are our robotic cameras that are there, and they just film us. There's nobody in the room with us, and we watch TV, and you're seeing our real reactions.
I love it because I am, you should hear me in that room. Albert says, who are you talking to? I am cursing up a storm 1 minute, and next minute I'm like, oh my God, why can't I be Kim Kardashian?
Oh, you don't want to be Kim Kardashian.
Wanted to be a Kardashian.
I mean, I've wanted a big ass, but I don't want to be a Kardashian. I can get it another way.
Lordy, lordy. But I just think they have such a great lifestyle. And I know people bash them and make fun of them and everything. And I don't know why. Because if you look, they have a very close-knit family.
They're a very loving family.
Very loving. And they look like they have fun. They get along. Of course, you know, they're going to have some fights. But yeah. I think that they're a really, at heart, a really lovely family. I really think that that there's more to them that meets the eye, believe it or not.
I agree. No, I actually agree.
Don't be sending me no damn emails.
No, I agree with you. And I think, you know, obviously now with everything Kris Jenner runs that family and everything that Bruce is going through, now we know that she really does wear the pants in the family.
Yes,
so,
she does. You know, she's a Scorpio like me. She's
like me. She's When's right. your birthday?
November 12th.
I'm November 22nd. And one of my best friends, Lorna Luft, is the 21st, so we always celebrate together.
Lorna Luft is the daughter of...
Judy Garland.
Judy Garland.
Half-sister to Liza
Minnelli.
Oh,
my God. So we're Scorpios. Yes!
Yes, we're good people.
So I'm telling you, that show that you're on is perfect for us, because I know you watching before you got this job, you were like cursing up a storm.
Oh, absolutely. Like, and we still do.
I wish that people would really take... the Kardashians for what they are, because this woman, Kris Jenner Kardashian, she went from her husband dying. I'm just talking the business.
Mm-hmm.
The woman is brilliant.
Great business.
I don't
woman.
Know what her educational background is, but she took those girls who literally, I don't want to, I'm not, because you know I love the Kardashians. I don't think that they have any entertainment talent per se, like singers,
not
actors, things
at
like
all.
That. And she has created, they're like mega huge.
Yeah.
And she did this.
Can she do that for us?
This is what I'm talking
about.
I
mean, come on, give a kid a break. Now I'm ready.
She's a genius. Yeah. I mean, you gotta admire her for that, because she's a great business. So.
I agree. I do think though, and this is true, I've had a lot of friends who've done reality shows, and you do kind of sell a piece of yourself, a soul, because you are letting people into your lives, and then they are going to comment on your lives when you don't want. You could post a picture of you and your partner just smiling, having a lovely day, and they will write the meanest things on that picture. But that is because you have allowed the cameras and you have unlocked that door to let the entire world judge you.
Right. But I think watching the show from the inception, I have seen such growth in all of the girls. I have even seen some growth in that little psychotic Scott Disick.
Lord
knows
him.
He hasn't gotten a job yet.
I know, but I like
still,
him.
But still, I love him.
He's so handsome.
Lord Disick. And he was trying to get a damn landing pad in the new house.
For the helicopter.
For the helicopter.
I mean, not that I've watched.
He gets depressed. who else gets depressed? Oh, I'm going to buy a helicopter. Not many people.
I know. But then they put in the water slide.
Not many people who don't have a job can do that.
Well, talk about hashtag first world problems. Like, oh, gee, golly, I can't have a landing pad for my helicopter. I mean, come on.
I know. And then he has proclaimed himself Lord Disick, and he has just done some outrageous stuff. So I personally love watching him. But being Scorpio, like I know that you were very intuitive and perceptive, and I personally see a lot of sadness within him.
Well, and especially when his parents died.
Yeah.
And I've been through that with my dad. My dad died 8 years ago this August, and it completely shook my life up. And I actually am writing a book about it called An 8 Month Moment. I spent 8 months in the hospital with my father when he was passing away, and I was there every single night. And it was incredible because being the gay son, I definitely was different than my straight brother, and we had a very different relationship with our father. And my dad and I, during that time, kind of crossed over the path of father and son, and we kind of blew past that and became friends, and it was kind of beautiful. And it's a great book about that transition, and it helps people get through losing a parent. I have so many friends now. I'm at a certain age where people's parents are passing away younger and younger, and so I'm helping friends go through it, and it's a very, very difficult thing to go through.
When will when can we expect the book to be?
Here's the problem. I'm so busy doing live shows and doing the People's Couch that I have not been very good about sitting down and finish writing it. So I'm going to work on it. It was supposed to be this summer, and then People's Couch got extended, which we were thrilled. So I, you know, I'm just now going to really bunker down.
It's in the future.
It's in the works, and then I just got to get a company that wants to put it out everywhere.
Well, I'm sure everyone will be jumping on that. So you have hosted hundreds of live events, and you perform solo shows for solo audiences across the country. And I hear you work you work with some of the biggest stars. Now, Barry Manilow, obsession! Love this man! As
amazing.
A matter of fact, has anyone ever told you that you
look like a young Barry Manilow? Do you know that my aunt, my best friend in the world is my Aunt Grace. She just turned 87 last week, and she was truly my Auntie Mame and raised me, and she was great. She turned to me and said that. She goes, you know, you kind of look like a young Barry. I was like, well, if I could sing like him, I'd be happier.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, I opened for him in Vegas when they were filming his show at the Paris, and it was such a thrilling and terrifying experience because his fans are the greatest fans in the world, but if you are not Barry Manilow, they will be nice to you, but they really just want to see him.
Yes.
And I get it because I am a huge fanilow. Yeah. So I was on stage going, and I literally said, I know you just want to see Barry. I have 5 more minutes. And they were laughing like my jokes were doing well, but I just knew that that's what they were thinking. And when I said it, they laughed very hard and they were so sweet to me. And it was amazing experience. And for me, the moment to remember is I had landed a big joke, a few of them, I might add.
A few of them.
And I looked to my right, and he was standing in the wings watching me laughing.
Oh, my God.
And that was it for me. I exploded into a ball of glitter. I was so excited.
Oh, my God. That's almost like the moment when I was on Glee, and I met one of my favorite actresses of all time who was on there. And when she prefaced our scene, and she said, I'm so sorry for what I'm about to say to you. And I said, she talked to me. It's just really, it's moving.
It's very moving, and it's exciting. It's, you know, your idols.
I like that I can still be starstruck, and because I've
absolutely
been here for so long.
Yes, but that's why you're so great at your job. You know, when I started my career, was in the gay clubs of New York City, and it's a very long story that I won't go into, but I somehow ended up with a Monday night live talk show in a gay bar, a brand new gay bar. So I want you to imagine a packed gay bar, and now imagine trying to get all those guys to be quiet and watch a talk show at 11 o'clock at night on a Monday.
Oh, God.
But it was the greatest training as a host and as a comedian, because I learned how to get them and hold them. And I didn't succeed every week. It took me a couple weeks. And once I got it, we started booking people like Tammy Faye Baker, Deborah Cox, RuPaul. We had everybody for 2 years on that show. And it's what really put my name on the map.
Wow.
It was called Scott Nevins Presents. And it was a big deal back in the day. And I was so proud of it. And it was the fact that because I always looked up to Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
The Rosie O'Donnell morning show was the greatest thing ever. And now she's coming back to The View, which I'm excited, but
yeah.
Nothing.
They've secured her because
yes.
When last I was in The Enquirer, and they had a whole list of who could possibly.
I'm sorry, what were you reading?
The Enquirer!
Oh, I don't know how that shows up at your house.
Oh, the star of the Globe, The Enquirer. I'm guilty. I have to have my celebrity gossip.
Well, I
also
I
like
think
to
it's
see
secure.
When those bitches look worse than me.
Yes. Look, they eat just like us. They go to the store just
my
like
favorites
us.
My favorites are the one without the makeup. I'm like, oh,
I
yes, I love that so much.
Some of them look like Skeletor. It's, oof.
Because they're, I mean, it's amazing what makeup can do. But I like.
Well,
to
look
see
at me. I'm actually a
60-year-old
black woman. Look at me.
You are very stunning.
You're very sweet.
I know that you're beautiful.
No, you're very sweet. I am a former heavy kid, so it's. I still, you know, I don't.
Current
take
heavy
that.
Kid, so there.
cheers. I'll drink to that.
Woo! Now, you have won so many awards. You won the Out There Award, and you were recently honored as the recipient of the 2014 Silver Addy Award from the American Advertising Federation.
Yeah.
And that was for your PSA for the Desert AIDS Project.
Yes.
That must have been very special to you.
It was incredible. Desert AIDS Project, or DAP is the shorthand they call it, is a Palm Springs organization that does phenomenal work. And they're not only a facility to treat people who are living with HIV and AIDS, they also have housing. They do these huge events all year long to raise a lot of money. Because there's money out there in the desert. Let's be honest. There's money.
Yes.
And they raise a lot of money to help people living with this disease. And I have so many best and close friends living with this disease. And my theory is if we are really a community, if one of us has it, we all have it.
Right.
And I've always believed that. And I was very fortunate. I have a gay uncle who has done very well for himself. And he used to come to New York in the 80s when I was a young kid. I was born in 1980. I talk about my age and all that. And I remember 87, 88, 89, he'd come to New York and I'd be like, let's go see a Broadway show. And he's like, well, I have to go to a few appointments. And finally, he started telling me what the appointments were. And they were memorials and funerals. And it was during that entire, you know, where we lost a whole generation. And I think having that experience, it just ingrained into my mind that this is something so important that I have to be a part of to help stop it or help the people who are still battling with this. And we've come so far, and you know, now we're on the brink of maybe a, you know, I don't know, it's so scary to say
it
a cure,
so
but something.
Damn long to find a cure for anything. I secretly believe they have cures, but I don't know if you're into this, but the pharmaceutical companies, because
criminals.
They're multi-billion criminals. Dollar companies. Just think about it. If they released cures, I think they have. If they released cures, how much money would they be out? Think about
absolutely.
It.
Well,
if
insurance companies
cure,
as well.
There's no money for the pharmaceutical
and
companies.
The insurance companies.
Yeah,
I actually do believe that, and I believe there's cures for certain types of cancers,
yes.
And there's also non-Western medicine cures. You know, there's all these different things. So I am on that same page with you, and it upsets me.
But
because
Lord knows, we don't want to talk about it. We'll end up in the backseat of a big black limousine. We'll be out in the desert, but for the wrong reasons.
By the windmills.
Now, you've also been nominated for an HX Award, which I don't know what that is. I want to find out what that is. A Glammy Award and a Mac Award. So what are those awards?
Okay, for? The HX Award was a magazine in New York called HX, which was a gay publication. Okay. They picked the best in gay nightlife. That was when I was doing Scott Nevins Presents.
Okay.
The Out There Award was, I believe, Next Magazine, which was their competitor, and I won that one. And I was very scandalous. That was the night I announced that I won the award, thanked them, and then announced I was ending the show. I love to make an impact in a moment. I'm so dramatic. And then the Glammy Award is a great... It's actually an award show of all drag queens, yet they started expanding it to non-drag hosts, and I was one of the first nominees in that category, and that was really fun. And, of course, I didn't win any of these. And then...
The Mac Award,
which I did not win, but I was very honored. That is the Manhattan Association of Cabarets and Clubs, and so that was for my first one-man show called Celebutante. Don't you know who I think I am?
I like that.
Thank you.
But being nominated is just as good, because that is a recognition that I think more people should feel happy. I don't know why people get so bummed out when they don't win, because just being nominated, come on, only one person can win. You've been nominated. Be happy with it.
Well, I've worked with Susan Lucci, and I said to her, I said, you know, you were nominated so many times, then you won. I said, you know, but it is just so great to be nominated. And she said, Scott, it is such an honor to be nominated, but it is so much better to win.
Oh, now you also were chosen by New York Magazine for their Best of New York issue. How the hell?
That was crazy. That was during the crazy Scott Nevins Presents stuff in New York.
Still,
and that, I'm telling you, people from, I mean, it was like a big deal.
I did
two big things in New York in my tenure there before I moved, but it was Scott Nevins Presents and then Musical Mondays, which we then brought out here to Los Angeles as well. And I had incorporated a live show aspect to Musical Mondays, which had been running for years. And what it was a night where they showed hundreds of videos from Broadway musicals, and people would sing and dance along, and it would go to like 2 a.m. and so at this place called Splash Bar in New York, which is I don't think is there anymore. And I incorporated a live show that at midnight we would have these Broadway stars show up and sing a full set of music. And
did Liza, my girl, show up?
Liza didn't do it. She knew about it. I had asked her once when we worked together, and I was like, would you do it? She goes, oh my gosh, God. Come at midnight. You're crazy. Come on, I love you. You're crazy.
he sounds just like her, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I believe one of our favorite people, Stephen Levine.
Yes.
Your PR guy. He had a client. Gosh, I hope I get the name right. Maybe Ari Gold.
Yes, who, I know Ari very well.
Who does salons with Liza Minnelli. I think he's worked with her like 18 years. Was it Ari Gold?
No, because Ari Gold is a pop singer.
Who was the...
Alan Cummings?
No. He was on my show, and he...
Was his name Ernie?
No. He was talking about how he's been with doing private salons, or he's been working with Liza Minnelli.
Not Billy Stritch.
No.
The brilliant Billy Stritch.
Jeez, now I
Because he plays music. He's been with her for years, and Jim Caruso and all that whole gang, and I know that whole gang, and that's how I worked with Liza.
He had just finished a show with her in Las Vegas, and he came on the show.
Oh, Blonde Hair.
Yeah. What is his name?
Oh my God, Cortez Alexander.
That's right. Oh, yay! Wow.
I'm not dead yet. I can remember things.
Oh my God, our brain cells fired and it worked.
You know why this happens? Why we can't remember names? Because we all have iPhones and phones and Google.
Just like we don't remember a phone number. I remember when I was little, I could just dial everybody's number.
I could tell you three phone numbers for my life. That's it. I don't know. I barely know my cell phone number.
Yes, we don't know it. But, oh, he's a wonderful musician.
He's great.
And he loves working with Liza.
Yes.
Now, I wanted to ask you, I want to get into some career advice questions.
Sure.
What did you want when little Scott was a little itsy bitsy gorgeous little boy?
Little heavy Scott.
What did you want to do or be when you grow up?
I will tell you the specific moment it happened, actually. My Aunt Grace took me to the city. We waited on the TKTS half price booth line, and it was freezing cold, and we scored tickets to see 42nd Street, the Broadway musical. And we ended up getting fourth row seats, and the minute that curtain went up halfway and you saw what I thought was 10,000 tap dancing feet, I knew what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. And for years, I thought that was acting and being an actor and a dancer and a singer. I'm a dinger. Oh. But it wasn't, because I'm sort of tone deaf, which is interesting because in my one man shows, I do vocal impressions and I sing, but I don't sing with music because then I can't. The only key I know is the key to my car. I mean, I can't find a key. So I transitioned into hosting. I've copyrighted that. You can use it. I transitioned into hosting and personality work, and I realized I wanted to be me on stage, which is ultimately harder. One of the greatest compliments I ever got, I had a friend who was working with Sir Ian McKellen, and I got to know him a little bit, and we were talking. He said, "I don't understand how you get up there and just be you." He goes, "I get to be a character or a person." And I said, "I know." I said, "Am I wrong? And it's harder to be yourself on stage." He goes, "I would never do it." And it truly is very difficult to get up there because you are really just putting yourself out there.
See, I enjoy being myself wherever I am. And that's why I love the hosting.
You're fabulous too.
Thank you.
If you were boring, you wouldn't enjoy it.
Thank you, love it. And I have so many friends who are casting directors, directors, producers. And every time they needed I'm going to call myself Fluffy. Every time they needed a fluffy person, they would cast me and stuff. You know, like I was in Glee.
Yep.
I worked with Eric Stoltz with David Schwimmer back in like 2001. And next thing you know, I'm playing in a scene with Jane Lynch. Character actors I was telling you about.
Love her.
I need a fluffy person. I hate the audition process. So they're like,
me too.
I want to send you. Oh, you're perfect for this part. So they send me off to the auditions. I hate the auditions.
Just give it to me. Don't
Just
make me audition.
Give me the part. I can do it, but they won't believe your
ass.
Oh,
God.
It's like you got to audition.
Every gig I've ever booked in my life is because somebody saw me performing live, whether I was hosting an event on the radio, doing my one-man show. I have never, this is the God honest truth, I have never walked into a room, auditioned, and booked a gig.
Me neither!
Ever.
It was either they knew me and they just cast me.
We need to go to Jack Plotnick. Do you know Jack Plotnick? Brilliant actor and writer, and he's so great, and he does a great audition class, and he's tried to get me to go to it a few times, and I need to do it just to challenge myself.
I know, because I've got to go. My friends who are casting directors like, oh my God, I could put you in this sitcom and this sitcom, but you got to get through the audition process. But I hate it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not me. I feel like I'm...
No, let's talk about it. You walk into a room, everyone is staring at you. They're 20, 40 feet away at a table just staring. And then they say, just be yourself.
Yes.
Shut up.
I auditioned for, my agent sent me out for an audition for True Blood. And I walked in, there were 10 people in the room, including sitting 5 feet away was Mr. Ball himself.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, I can't do it. Just give me the damn part. I will rock it. Don't worry.
I know.
Just have faith. But I'm so glad.
That's why I create things for myself.
Yeah, exactly.
And we are a rare breed. There are certain people who can recreate things for themselves, and there are others who need to walk into the room and be a part of somebody else's experience. experience, which is great because those people are very needed and very talented. Yeah. Yeah. And they like, are very important.
I mean, I admire people who can cry on command. I can't do it, but
I can if you're dating me.
I can talk 8 hours nonstop straight if I have someone like you who has energy and can give and their give and take. I can't work with introverted people. I hold up a cross as soon as I'm like,
well.
No.
That's why I do my solo show. That's why I'm doing my show in LA on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because,
let's talk about your show.
Well, I'm excited because I only do it once a year in LA because I'm on the road so much doing my one-man comedy show. And LA is a tough town because it's hard. It's hard to get the word out, blah, blah, blah. But I'm doing it at Rockwell, which is in Los Feliz is how they pronounce
it. Now, I went to Rockwell. And is there another part other than I went, my friend Mason Glenn, he works for gaymatchmaking.com and he had an event there and there was no roof. There were trees.
That's
and
the
no
back.
Roof.
That's
said,
the bar.
What the hell's going on here? This can't be it.
That's the backside of
what
it.
What if it rained?
No, but inside is a beautiful performance space. It's huge. It's
it
great.
Is.
Oh, it's a great cabaret room. They do fantastic. Molly Ringwald is there. Jeff Goldblum. My friend Kate Rockwell. Sorry. That's my friend who's on Broadway. Kate Bazakis is running the room now, and she's a fantastic singer herself, and she is doing a great job booking amazing talent into that room.
So you're going to be there Tuesday, which is July 29th, and I'm going to go.
Yay!
So if you want to meet me, I'll be there.
Yes.
8 o'clock, Rockwell Table and Stage. Now, this is a gorgeous restaurant. It really is from what I saw with
great
no room.
Food.
But apparently, there's a whole new world going on the other side.
Yes.
And for those who you don't know, it's 1714 North Vermont Avenue in Los Angeles, and they have ample parking. I know everybody emails me and says, ask me about parking questions. The guest will be on the show. I announce they're coming on. And the question I get, like 22, 25, oh, do they have parking? Yes.
They do.
Ample parking. Yeah,
this Tuesday.
And the premium seats, there's premium seats with pre-show meet and greet. Ooh, of Scott. And
so
that
silly.
Is only $30. And honey, you could get a good ass, a little hand feel for $30.
Oh, you can cop a feel.
This guy is hot now.
You can cop a feel.
$30 is worth it to just get a little rub-a-dub up on him, I'm telling you. And the general admission is $15, and there's food and drinks available, and their food is really good. We had it, didn't we love it, Albert? It was really fantastic. Yeah. Great food. And again, it's rockwell-la.com.
Yep.
And what's going to happen, now tell me about your show. What's going to happen and what can we expect? What do you talk about?
It's funny. I'm so hesitant to call myself a comedian because I have great respect for comedians because they play rotten clubs all over the country and the world all those years working up to get to a certain level. And I, because I was doing so well in New York, was offered a headliner position at Caroline's on Broadway, which is like the be all end all in New York.
Yeah.
I walked in as a headliner.
Oh. And
it was crazy, and I did my own show. So that was a blessing and amazing.
Is that as a result of...
All the stuff. Oh, yeah. Scott Evans Presents and all the stuff I was doing. So I am a comedian, but I do comedic storytelling, and I get it from my Aunt Grace and my father because they were great. She's an amazing storyteller, and my dad was too. And so I do comedic storytelling. I talk about my crazy Irish Catholic family. I talk about, growing up as a little gay boy and how that was different. I talk about my dating life. I talk about all the celebrities I've worked with. And that's where I weave in the celebrity impressions because, I've worked with some of the greatest celebs out there. And I somehow have manipulated my voice to sound like theirs. So people love it.
I want to hear something. Can you give us something?
Sure. So I worked with, you heard Liza. I worked with Carol Channing a few times. And she, every time I said, wait. Wow, Scott, it is so nice to see you. You know, when I did Hello Dolly back in 64, I wore a red dress and I said hello. I called her on her birthday. She said, you remember. I said, well, I can't lie. I had to Google you. And she said, did it hurt? She's great. I do Liza, I do Carol, I do... my big one is I take modern songs at the end of the show and I do them as Judy Garland, if she were alive today.
Oh.
I do Cher. I mean, it's all the divas, and then I throw in some... I do Harvey Fierstein sometimes. It's whatever I'm feeling that night. It changes every time I do the show.
Okay, and you also... So it's about... You give personal anecdotes about your family, your dating life, which I'd like to hear about. And what is this... Your stint as a judge for the Miss Kentucky pageant.
It was the greatest night of my life, greatest weekend of my life. But you have to come to the show to hear that story, because it is a good 15 minutes of the show, and it is side splitting, like, and it's all true. I do not make a thing up, and it is unbelievable. There's baton twirling, and there is there's an oboe involved. That's all I will say.
Are you doing the baton twirling?
You'll have to show up and see on Tuesday.
Do you ever, is there anything that, it's this Tuesday again, 8 o'clock Rockwell, just throw that in there. Yes. Is there any surprises, like, do you bring in special celebrity guests?
Sometimes I do, so, and I don't ever announce it, so sometimes if they're in the audience, I'll bring them up. You know, Barry's come to my show a few times, and he's a big supporter. Yeah, he loved it, and Lorna comes. Lorna and I have gone on tour together, so I'll open for her, and then she'll do music, or we do this great show called Up Close and Personal with Scott Nevins and Lorna Luft, and I sit and interview her on stage, and she sings in the middle of the interview. So it's very much like the old Tonight Show with Jack Parr.
Oh,
my favorite.
Oh, you! I'm surprised a young guy like you knows who Jack Parr is.
I'm an old soul.
I am. I'm telling you now. I've lost my damn. I had so many questions. I lost my damn spot. So I'm trying to, like, spread it out. I should be going like this. Isn't this like what you take your fingers and you pull it forward? Like, keep going. Keep going. But so you definitely knew at a young age you wanted to be a celebrity. Now, you are
not a celebrity. No.
No,
but it's funny you say that, because I get asked that a lot.
You wanted to be in show business.
Show business, because I don't want to be a celebrity. I want to work my entire career.
Yes.
And I learned that from family and friends I have in the business, always drum that into my head. Everybody nowadays wants to be a celebrity. I don't. I want to work.
Yes. That's a difference between people come out here and some people come out here because they want to be a celebrity. Some people come out because they love the art. They love the craft. And there's a big difference in the way they go about their career.
Huge difference.
And so you are obviously very huge right now. And I wanted to ask you, how has being the host on the show influenced your social media habits? And
you mean the People's Couch?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, not the host.
Oh, why do we keep doing that?
Because it's in your notes.
It's
you
in my notes.
You know what it is?
Thank you, Steven.
There's four. Are those from him? That's hilarious.
Well, not these questions. I wrote these up. But the host, somehow it came in something.
It's in a bunch of interviews.
Then
Blake did an interview, because he has an album out, and, you know, everybody wants to know about him, about Full House and all that. And they called him the host, and he was so funny. He tweeted at me, and which, by the way, we were sitting next to each other.
But aren't you all essentially hosts? Because you're sitting there. I mean,
we're participants.
Scott Nevins and the People's Couch, along with the other two people.
But yeah, but there's other families. Associate. There's so many families. There's the Egbers in the bed, and the Zenos on their couch, and the two sisters, Destiny and Kathany. And
so you're one. Again, I haven't watched it. So you're one
of eight families.
Of eight
groups.
Families.
Yeah, it's very fascinating.
I see. So tell us, for those of us who have not watched it, what would be a reason why we would watch it? There's so many shows to watch. Why would we want to watch this?
Because then you don't have to watch those shows. We give you the highlights. And because what happens is, it sounds like the worst idea ever. When the show was brought about and the first press release came out, the responses were so mean. It was like, oh, we've hit a rock bottom, all-time low, people watching people watch TV. This is really what we've sunk to. And then they watched the first episode, and it was like an avalanche of love on Twitter. And people were like, I can't believe how fascinating this is. I can't believe how much we like you all, every family. I think because there's such diversity on the show, and I'm very proud of that, there's such diversity that I think people see a part of themselves in one, if not all, of the families.
Yes. And you know, everybody, it sits at home anyway, whether you deny it or not. If you watch television, you know you are bitching some people out. You're talking about, oh, no, she is not wearing that. She is a hot mess. Oh, no, he did not. He's got a sock stuffed in that. You're like, it's there. You know you do it.
Yep.
Don't deny it. So what's great about, I would think, the show, and again, I haven't watched it, but I would think it was great because it would make you feel validated that there are other people that are, you know, cursing at the TV and bitching and whining and complaining about it. And it would make you feel, I think, like, oh, I can do that, and I don't have to feel guilty.
Exactly, because now we are one big dysfunctional family. The Twitter response, it's one of the top social media response shows on Bravo. It's one of their top shows that gets the most traffic for social media because people are so interactive. Because we live tweet the show. We watch it on East Coast time here because we have DirecTV.
Okay.
And we watch the East Coast feed and we live tweet. So people are watching us watch the show where we're watching TV. It's very meta.
So you just show little clips of shows that already aired and then
that
you
week.
Comment.
It's all that week.
All that week.
So we literally watch shows all week. They quickly edit and turn and they cut in between all the families and you see everyone's different reactions.
Oh my God, I have to
and it's
be
great.
On
we have everything.
Show. What who do I have to bend over to get on this show? I'm just saying now. Where are those old executives? I'll paddle their asses. Get a little whipped cream and lifesavers on them to get on that show. Slip me in there.
If we're ever allowed to have guests on our couch, I will definitely put your name at the top of the list.
You maybe what'll happen is it'll evolve to the point where there will be so many people, so many celebrities that actually want to come in and come. But if that happens, I just wonder, would they get sued?
No,
talking
no.
about
not at all. No, you can't. You can't. I mean, it's just the shows are free air because you're watching them on TV. You're watching us watch them, and we show little clips. It's very. Very smart how they do it.
I'm watching
It's a
this.
Huge hit in the UK, by the way. It's called Gogglebox, and it just won the BAFTA, which is their version of the Emmy. And it won for Best Reality Show, blah, blah, blah. And it's we are the sister show to that. And they're all over the world now. The People's Couch.
So I assume that's like the People's Court is a little play on words. Now, how did you, because we're running out of time, I want to get everything in there, but just for some career advice, what are the pros and cons of being a television host, do you feel? If somebody wants to pursue this, Scott's going to tell you the pros and cons.
I would say find a really good hosting class, first of all. Learn how to read a teleprompter. I still struggle with it every time. And it's quite the skill to sound natural when you're reading off a TV with moving words on it.
Right. I would imagine. I've seen it, and it just goes so fast. So are there classes around L.A. that you
absolutely.
Could recommend?
Absolutely. Yes. What's her name? Abbott and Costello's. Oh God, what's her name? Marky Costello.
Oh yes,
Marky Costello does a great class.
She?
Yes,
isn't she a talent agent or talent
manager?
Both.
They management, and she has these hosting classes, and she's fantastic.
Okay,
has,
Marky Costello.
Yeah,
look her up. And so the pros and cons of being a host would be.
I would say the pros are
money, the lots of money.
I would hope
celebrity.
So.
Celebrity.
Eventually, yeah. I mean, the exposure, all that stuff, and kind of holding the reins on the show and
orgies.
Leading. My worst. Not really. I'm
imitations.
So old-fashioned. I'm so old-fashioned. I can't wait to get married and have kids. I'm so old-fashioned. No, I think, you know, as a host, you drive the show.
Right.
You're in charge of the pacing, and I love that. The con... excuse me. I'm going through puberty now. The cons are... It's been a long
That's
day
okay.
in the sun. The cons are that now with DVR and all that, people usually fast forward through some of the hosting bits or the judging bits on these, you know, singing competitions. So it's a give and take. But I think a show with a host is better because you have somebody who is helping the audience and guiding them along.
I wouldn't even watch American Idol if it wasn't for Ryan Seacrest. I'm obsessed with Ryan Seacrest. And I love Simon Cowell.
I do too. And I think he is great because he tells the truth. Whether
yes.
you like it or not,
yes.
he is always right.
Yes.
And I loved it. There was a moment where people were like, well, you got rid of Jennifer Hudson. I'll never forget it. He looked into the camera and said, I did not get rid of Jennifer Hudson.
Yes.
The American people did.
Yes.
I was like, good for you.
Well, you know who came on my show? Pesha McPhee, who's McPhee's mom.
I love her.
Lovely woman.
Love her.
Oh.
I know her through Michael Orland. The
yes,
Michael Orland.
I know Michael Orland, too.
I love Michael.
He does the choreography of...
the music direction.
For
Idol.
For the Lithgow family. We go to see the...
Yes,
you know,
yes,
the,
yes,
the
yes.
Christmas shows every year.
Yep.
Oh, I love him. He's so funny.
That's why I can't steal him for Sparkle, because he's doing that show.
Oh, he's always so busy.
I know, he's
but
a good
Pesha
guy.
McPhee, I love this one.
Beautiful, too.
She is. Wait, she's the mother of those two gorgeous girls. When they came on, I tried to trick her and Michael Orland. I brought in a 30-second clip of me singing. I said, I didn't tell her that it was me. And I said, well, what advice would you give to this person? And I played them the clip. And boy, they really did a great... Because, you know, they actually have a whole... tutoring vocal class where they help people. So they did a great job. They didn't know it was me, but they gave great advice. So look up Pesha McPhee and Michael Orland. They have a great class. And then we are always about to go, but what advice, best piece of advice would you give someone who wants to be a television host? Yes, do it. No, don't do it.
Oh, please don't do it because I want the job. Don't come out here and give me competition. No, I would say if you really love it, It's a lot of dedication. It's long hours. It's not as glamorous as it looks, and you need to look real pretty at all 3 in the morning time. On camera. But if you love it, it's worth it. If you can do what you love and love what you do, you have found the secret to life.
Absolutely. What do you feel is the characteristic traits that you have to be a great TV host? Obviously, you got to be outgoing.
Outgoing, great personality, warm. You cannot be threatening. People have to invite you into their home. You right. have to be, you know, that's, I've always said, yes, I could go in with Carson Kressley and audition for something that he's going to do. But, you know, I'm not that guy. I'm not going to be like, I'm going to do your whole house over. No, I'm the guy. I'm the gay guy who lives next door. You know what I mean? Like I'm yeah. more the boy next door, to quote the great Judy Garland song. But, you know, I think that's, you have to be someone who people feel comfortable with.
Right.
And I hope I do that. I think I do that. You I think do. I do it in my live shows, and I think I do it on TV.
You
do. So.
Well, you're a natural host. I mean, obviously, when I first looked at you, can tell. And people in the entertainment business, when you know, when you meet someone, you just know if they're genuine or if they're posers. Mm-hmm. And you are the real deal. You are
so sweet.
The
Thank
article.
You.
You were meant to be a host. And I don't know if you have any other aspirations, because obviously this opens up a whole new world in entertainment.
Yeah.
So what could a person who maybe wanted to be a host, what are some of the extensions of that as a career?
Sure. If you don't want to do, you know, total hosting, you can do red carpet interviews. You could do... I mean, I also want to produce. That's my big thing is the next, because I produce
Film,
a lot of live
television.
Shows. I want to do television, and right. I produce a lot of live concerts and shows that fundraisers and stuff. So I want to start doing more television, and we've been pitching some shows, and it's been, that was the good thing about People's Couch. It got people's attention, and now I had a couple meetings, but you know, LA is the town of meetings. So lots of lunches.
Meetings. You'll spend a whole bunch telling people what you want to do, and then they'll say, okay, I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
So look, hopefully they do. Okay. So we definitely want to promote the show. Please, I want to thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Gorgeous. Please come back.
I would love to.
I want to come back to promote your book.
Yes, once I finally write it. Yes.
Or your show, if you get it pitched.
Anytime you want me back.
I want you
anytime.
Back. Woo! Joanne Worley.
Very nice, Joanne Worley. That was good. I'm going to get you a rubber chicken and some pearls.
Actually, Albert wears that outfit on Friday night.
Ooh,
state night.
Very have, nice.
Yeah. All right. So let's go see Scott, everybody. Oh, my God. If you don't even care about the comedy, you want to come there and take a look at this little bitch, because he is a hot little stud muffin.
$15.
He's got it going on for $15. So look at that. It's like going to a strip club. I don't know. He might take off an article of clothing. We don't know.
I will.
But let's go see him this Tuesday night.
Rockwell,
8:00, and go online.
ScottNevins.com
and check him out. He's doing everything. He's going everywhere. He is phenomenal.
I love you.
He's phenomenal.
I need you in my pocket
Woo!
In the morning.
Woo! I'd like to have you in my pocket for after midnight. But I don't know. I don't think you'd be doing anything except giving me advice like, oh, no, honey, you are not going to wear that. But I'll take it.
Well, listen.
I'll take it.
I've been down that road before. Been there, bought the t-shirt, returned it. I shop in a different section now.
Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Scott, say goodbye to your fans. Anything out of you want to...
Thank you all for tuning in and listening. I love you so much. You're amazing. You are so fabulous.
Thank you. Well, when I get out of this chair, I'll be picking you up and spanking you a little bit.
Ooh.
Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Go to ScottNevins.com. And hey, we've got Kelly Hyland from Dance Moms coming on.
Yes.
Very exciting. So in August,
I love
tune
that
in for
show.
That. We've got Vic Mangana, who plays Captain Kirk from Star Trek Continues, coming on.
Yes.
And... oh, we have Dolores Cantu, who beat, she was in Saturday Night Fever, and she's the one that beat John Travolta up in the actual movie. So August is hot. Tune in. I got lots of hot people. And we'll see you next week on Question Reality. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.